A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's been living inside modular belt systems for a while now. We've talked about this before, and he's noticed something odd. The same hardware that lets a framer swap pouches on a job site is also so sold as tactical gear in prepper circles, and that association has made the whole category feel radioactive to people who just want a better way to carry stuff. He's been finding random accessories. A dump bag that acts as a wearable trash bin while unboxing, a belt-attached tape dispenser, and they're brilliant, but they're scattered across different ecosystems that don't talk to each other. So he's asking if you want to build a system from intercompatible parts, belts, pouches, leg straps, suspenders, without mixing incompatible maul and clip tech and magnetic attachments from different manufacturers, where do you even go? Industrial suppliers? Building supply houses? Is there a single company or channel that's taken ownership of this product line and lets you browse a coherent catalog instead of searching marketplace listings one at a time?
The catalog question is the right one to ask. It's the thing that separates a real ecosystem from a pile of random accessories. And the answer is, it depends which ecosystem you commit to first. That's the part nobody tells you up front.
So today we're going to trace the weird pipeline from military rucksacks to the tough-built aisle at Home Depot and figure out where the real catalogs live.
Let's define the category first, because Daniel's right body carry accessories is a better name than EDC or tactical gear. We're talking about the infrastructure layer: belts, pouches, harnesses, leg straps, suspenders. The stuff that lets you reconfigure what you carry on your person throughout the day. The key property is modularity. Pouches detach and reattach via a standardized interface. That's the whole game.
And there are three standards that matter, and they mostly don't talk to each other.
Right. MOLLE, Modular Lightweight Load Carrying Equipment, uses a grid of nylon webbing called PALS. You weave a pouch's straps through the horizontal rows, and it locks in place. Military Origin, late 90s, replaced the older ALICE system. Then there's ClipTech, Tough Built's proprietary system. A spring-loaded plastic clip that snaps onto a rigid rail on the belt. No weaving, just click. And then there are magnetic and quick-release systems, which are newer and less standardized. None have reached the critical mass that MOLLE and ClipTech have.
Three Lego systems that don't fit together.
And each one carries cultural baggage. MOLLE gear became synonymous with tactical aesthetics. Coyote Brown, Multicam, Palez, webbing everywhere. It signals a certain subculture. People who just want a dump bag for unboxing feel weird wearing something that looks like it belongs on a play carrier.
Which is exactly Daniel's point about the reputation taint. The Prepper Association made the whole category feel like you're LARPing a collapse scenario when you're just trying to carry a tape measure.
And Tough Built saw that and deliberately went the other direction. Their ClipTech line is high-vis orange and black. It's sold in the tool aisle at Home Depot next to the drills and saw blades. Same concept. Modular pouches on a belt, but marketed to construction workers, not preppers. The dump bag Daniel mentioned? Tough Built calls it a debris pouch, model TB-51-1001. It's designed for collecting construction debris. The fact that it works brilliantly for unboxing waste is almost accidental.
Wait, they have a model number for a bag you put trash in?
They have model numbers for everything. That's what I love about Tough Built. They're an industrial manufacturer pretending to be a consumer brand, and the catalog betrays them every time.
So, walk me through the military origin. MOLLE started where?
U.S. Army adopted it in the late 90s. The innovation was PAL-S webbing, horizontal rows of 1-inch nylon stitched at 1-inch intervals. That grid meant any manufacturer could build a pouch that would weave through and stay put. It created a standard, which is why you can buy a pouch from Tactical Tailor and a belt from HSGI, and they'll work together. But it was designed for combat loads, magazine pouches, grenade pouches, medical kits. The whole system assumes you're carrying military equipment in military quantities.
So when a carpenter tries to use it for a tape measure and a box cutter, the spacing is wrong. The pouch shapes are wrong.
The PALS grid spacing is 1 inch. A tape measure clip doesn't line up with that naturally. You end up with adapters and workarounds. Meanwhile, companies like Occidental Leather and Diamondback were building purpose. Built tool belts for trades, but those were mostly fixed pouch designs. You bought a belt with pouches sewn on, and if you wanted a different setup, you bought a whole new belt.
Occidental Leather's 5500 series. Everything stitched in place. Zero modularity. You choose your configuration at the store, and you're married to it.
Which is fine if you do exactly one thing all day. But Daniel's whole point is that the same person might be unboxing in the morning, doing DIY in the afternoon, and hiking on the weekend. You want to swap pouches, not buy three belts.
And that's where Tough Belt broke the model. Mid-2010s, they introduced Clip Tech, a rigid plastic clip that snaps onto a proprietary rail built into the belt. You can attach or detach a pouch in under a second. No weaving, no threading, no tools. Home Depot picked it up aggressively, and now Tough Belt has dozens of accessories. Dumb bags, tape holders, drill holsters, suspenders, leg straps, knee pad inserts, phone holders. The clip is the universal interface, and if it says Clip Tech, it works.
By far the closest thing to a single ecosystem owner. They have the broadest product line, and they enforce compatibility through the clip. You can't accidentally buy a non-compatible pouch because the clip only fits the Tough Belt rail. That's vendor lock-in, but it's also the thing that makes the system coherent. You don't have to think about whether this pouch will attach to that belt. If they both say Clip Tech, they work.
And the trade-off is, you're stuck in their ecosystem. You can't clip a Molly pouch onto a Tough Belt belt.
Not without an adapter, and adapters are rare. I've seen maybe two companies making Molly to Clip Tech adapters, both small shops, basically 3D printed brackets that clip onto the rail and give you a small PALS panel. They work, but they add bulk and cost, and they're not something you'll find at Home Depot.
So the ecosystem you choose determines where you shop. That's the practical answer to Daniel's catalog question.
Let me trace the channels, because this is where it gets interesting. For Molly gear, the hubs are specialty tactical retailers, Tactical Tailor, HSGI, SKD Tactical. Their websites are functional, but they're not catalogs in the McMaster car sense. They don't show you the whole system laid out with compatibility notes. You have to know what you're looking for.
And for Clip Tech,
Home Depot is the biggest retailer, but the selection varies wildly by store. A pro-focused Home Depot in a construction-heavy area will carry the full line. Belts, suspenders, leg straps, the works. A suburban store might only have the basic belt and three pouches. The real concentration is at industrial supply houses. Granger carries Tough Belt, Klein Tools, and Gatorback in the same category, and their online catalog lets you filter by attachment type. Clip Tech, Molly, Belt Loop. That filter drop-down is the closest thing to a universal compatibility guide I've found.
And McMaster Car?
Page 3,456 of their 2026 catalog. Belt-mounted tool holders. 47 SKUs spanning Tough Belt Clip Tech and Klein Tools Canvas pouches. They list dimensions, attachment types, and compatibility notes. It's a curated selection, not the full product line, but what they carry, they document exhaustively. You know exactly what fits what.
McMaster Car is the gold standard. If they carry it, you can trust that it's industrial grade and properly specified.
And they don't carry Molly gear at all. That's the split. McMaster Car and Granger serve the trades and industrial market, so they stock Clip Tech and Belt Loop systems. Molly lives in a completely separate channel, the tactical and surplus world. There's almost no overlap.
Which is weird, right? Because the underlying need is the same. A pouch is a pouch. The fact that the same product concept lives in two completely separate retail ecosystems based on, what, the color of the nylon.
And the attachment standard. But yes, it's mostly aesthetics and cultural signaling. Tough Belt made a deliberate choice to sell the same idea in high-vis orange and black, and that choice determined which catalogs they appear in. If they made a Coyote Brown Clip Tech belt, they'd probably be in the tactical catalogs too, but they didn't.
Daniel mentioned the tape dispenser as an example of an everyday accessory that makes the system useful beyond its original context. What's the Tough Belt version?
It's part of the Clip Tech line, a belt-attached tape dispenser that holds a roll of 2-inch tape and has a serrated cutter. You pull the tape, press down, it cuts. It's sold in the tool aisle at Home Depot next to the regular tape measures. If you didn't know about the ClipTech ecosystem, you'd just think it was a weird standalone tool. But it clips onto the same belt as the dump bag and the drill holster and the phone holder. That's the power of the system. Each accessory is useful on its own, but together, they're a platform.
And the dump bag. ToughBuilt's version is marketed as a debris pouch, not as a tactical dump pouch. Same product, different language.
The Molly dump pouch was designed for spent magazines, a collapsible nylon bag that hangs off your belt and you shove empty mags into it during a firefight. ToughBuilt looked at that and said, what if we make one for construction debris? Same collapsible design, same belt attachment, but it's black and orange, and the product description says ideal for collecting cutoff scraps and fasteners, instead of retains magazines during tactical reloads.
So the Prepper Association isn't just about aesthetics. It's about the entire descriptive language around the product. If you're a civilian DIYer searching for belt pouch for trash, you might never find the Molly dump pouch because it's described in military terminology.
That's the discoverability problem in a nutshell. The same product exists in two parallel universes with completely different vocabularies. If you don't know to search for debris pouch or dump pouch, you won't find either version.
Let me ask something practical. Daniel wants to build a coherent system without mixing incompatible parts. If he walks into a Home Depot tomorrow, what should he actually buy?
If he's already in the ClipTech ecosystem, and I think he is, he should start with the ToughBuilt Pro Belt. It's a rigid belt with the ClipTech rail built in. Then add the suspenders if he's carrying heavy loads. They clip onto the belt and distribute weight to the shoulders. The leg strap kit is optional but useful if he's doing a lot of bending and reaching. It keeps the belt from riding up. From there, pouches are modular, dump bag, tape dispenser, drill holster, phone holder, whatever matches his day.
And if he wants to browse the full line before buying?
ToughBuilt's own website has a PDF catalog with the complete product line and a compatibility matrix. That's the single best source for the ClipTech ecosystem. For Mull, the equivalent is Tactical Tailor's website, but it's less catalog-like, more of a traditional e-commerce setup where you browse by category. McMaster Carr is the best print catalog experience, but it only covers the trades-focused stuff.
What about the industrial supply houses in Europe? Daniel's in Jerusalem. Does he have access to the same channels?
That's trickier. Grainger has an international presence, but it's limited. ToughBuilt distributes through Amazon and some European tool suppliers, but the selection is spottier. The catalog problem is even worse outside the U.S. Because the industrial supply ecosystem is more fragmented, a builder's merchant in the U.K. might carry a few ClipTech items, but won't have the full line.
So the catalog strategy works best if you're near a major U.S. industrial supplier, or willing to order from ToughBuilt directly.
Or if you're willing to commit to one ecosystem and then hunt. The reality is that no single catalog covers all three standards, Molly, ClipTech, Magnetic. You have to pick your ecosystem first, then find the catalog that serves it. ToughBuilt for ClipTech, Tactical Tailor for Molly, and for Magnetic. Honestly, there isn't a clear winner yet. The Magnetic systems are still fragmented.
Magnetic is the one where pouches snap onto a magnetic plate on the belt.
Right? Several companies have tried it, MagnaPouch, a few Kickstarter projects, but none have reached the kind of distribution that makes them catalog worthy. The problem with magnets is that they don't handle shear force as well. If you bump into something, the pouch slides off. ClipTech's mechanical lock is more secure.
And Molly's woven attachment is even more secure, but it's slow to swap.
That's the trade-off triangle. Mall, maximum security, minimum speed. ClipTech, good security, maximum speed. Magnetic, maximum speed, minimum security. Pick your priority.
Daniel's priority seems to be modularity without the tactical baggage. ClipTech is the obvious answer, but he's also asking about the broader category. Leg straps, suspenders, shoulder harnesses. Those are less about pouches and more about load distribution.
And that's where the system thinking really matters. A shoulder harness that clips onto a ToughBuilt belt is designed for that specific rail geometry. A Molly-compatible harness uses Pal-S webbing attachment points. You can't mix them. So if you want suspenders and leg straps, you're committing even harder to one ecosystem.
Is there a manufacturer that does the full body carry system? Belt, suspenders, leg straps, shoulder harness. all in one coherent line.
Tough Built comes closest. They have the belt, the suspenders, the leg strap kit, and they're starting to expand into chest rigs and shoulder harnesses. But even they don't have a true full-body system the way a military load-bearing vest would. For that, you're back in Molly territory. Companies like Cry Precision and Spiritus Systems make complete load-bearing systems that cover torso, waist, and legs. But they're unapologetically tactical.
And expensive.
Cry Precision's AVS, the Adaptive Vest System, runs well over $1,000 for the full kit. It's military-grade, Barry-compliant, built for combat. A tough-built pro belt with suspenders and three pouches is maybe $150 total.
Different worlds.
Completely different worlds. And that's the thing Daniel's bumping into. The middle ground between tactical load-bearing system and tool belt is surprisingly empty. There's no company making a modular body carry system for civilians who just want to carry stuff. You either buy construction gear or you buy military gear.
Which brings us back to the Prepper Association. The reason Molly Gear shows up in prepper circles is that it's the only modular body carry system that's widely available and well documented. If you want a system where you can swap pouches based on the day's needs, and you don't know about ClipTech, Molly is what you find.
And the prepper community has done a lot of the legwork of documenting what works. The forums are full of loadout lists and compatibility guides. The problem is that all of that knowledge is framed in tactical language. Battle belt setup, first line gear, administrative pouch. A civilian reading, it feels like they've stumbled into a military planning session.
Daniel's dump bag example is perfect. He's using a piece of military-derived gear to collect packing tape, and it works brilliantly. But the product page probably says something about rapid mag retention, and he has to mentally translate that to holds trash.
The mental translation is the hidden cost. Every time you read a product description, you have to strip out the tactical language and figure out what the thing actually does. Tough Built eliminates that by writing product descriptions for construction workers, holds cutoff scraps instead of retained spent casings. But Tough Built doesn't make a full line of Molly-compatible pouches, so if you want something they don't offer, you're back to the tactical catalogs.
So the practical answer to Daniel's question is, pick Tough Built if you want a coherent catalog experience without the tactical baggage, but accept that you're limited to their product line. Pick Moll if you want maximum variety and a huge aftermarket, but accept that you'll be shopping at tactical retailers and translating military jargon.
And if you want the full catalog experience, the McMaster Car thing where you can see every SKU laid out with dimensions and compatibility notes, Tough Built's own PDF catalog is the best option. It's not as polished as McMaster Car, but it's comprehensive. Page after page of belts, pouches, suspenders, leg straps, all with part numbers and compatibility callouts.
I want to dig into something you mentioned earlier. Granger's online catalog has a filter for attachment type, ClipTech, Molly, belt loop. That's the closest thing to a universal compatibility guide, but it's buried in an industrial supply website that most consumers never visit.
That's the discoverability problem from the other direction. The people who would benefit most from these systems, DIYers, parents, hikers, anyone who carries stuff, don't know that Granger exists, let alone that they have a filter for belt pouch attachment types. Granger serves industrial buyers who already know what they're looking for. They don't do consumer marketing.
The knowledge is siloed. Tradespeople know about ClipTech because they see it at Home Depot. Preppers know about Molly because they're in that world. But the civilian in the middle, the person who just wants a better way to carry a water bottle and a multi-tool, doesn't know either ecosystem exists, or knows about one but not the other.
When they do discover it, they hit the compatibility wall immediately. They buy a Molly pouch on Amazon because it has good reviews. Then try to attach it to a regular leather belt and realize it doesn't work. Or they buy a tough belt pouch and try to weave it onto a Pal-S panel and the clip doesn't fit. The frustration drives them back to fixed pouches or just stuffing things in pockets.
Which is a market failure, honestly. The industry benefits from fragmentation. Each ecosystem protects its accessory sales, but the user loses.
There's a parallel to smartphone chargers before USB-C. Everyone had their own connector. And you had to know whether your phone used micro USB or Lightning or whatever proprietary thing Nokia was doing that year. The difference is that the phone industry eventually converged. Body carry accessories haven't.
probably won't, because the two main ecosystems serve different industries with different requirements. The military needs poly's webbing for load-bearing vests and plate carriers. That's not going away. The trades need quick-swap pouches for job sites. That's not going away either. They're solving different problems with different constraints.
The interesting question is whether there's room for a third ecosystem that's designed from scratch for civilian everyday carry. Not military-derived, not trades-derived, but purpose, built for the person who wants to carry a phone, a water bottle, a multi-tool, and maybe a small first aid kit. No tactical aesthetic, no construction-specific features, just modular pouches on a comfortable belt.
Someone's probably working on that right now on Kickstarter, and we'll see it in 18 months.
Probably. And it'll use magnets, and the pouches will slide off when you bump into a doorframe, and the cycle will continue.
The dump bag will outlive us all.
The dump bag is eternal. Every civilization invents the dump bag independently. It's the wheel of body carry accessories.
All right, let me pull on the thread you mentioned about the pro desk at Home Depot. You said the selection varies by store. A pro-focused location carries the full tough-built line, including suspenders and leg straps. How does someone find that without driving to every Home Depot in a 50-mile radius?
The Home Depot website lets you check store inventory for specific SKUs. If you look up the tough-built suspenders, you can see which stores have it in stock. The Pro Desk can also special order items that aren't on the shelf. But you have to know the part number, which means you've already done your research on TuffBuild's website.
The catalog is still the starting point. You browse TuffBuild's PDF, figure out what you want, then use Home Depot's inventory checker to find it locally or order it.
Or you skip Home Depot entirely and order from an industrial supplier like Tulip or Acme Tools, which carry the full ClipTech line and don't have the retail store variability problem. They're online only for the most part, but their selection is complete.
For more, the equivalent is
Tactical Tailor, HSGI, SKD Tactical, or surplus stores if you want to go physical. A good Army surplus store will have bins of Molly pouches, and you can try them on a belt in person. But the selection is random, whatever came in that week. It's the opposite of a catalog experience.
Daniel specifically asked about catalogs from industrial suppliers. I think what he's really after is the McMaster car experience, a single source where everything is documented and intercompatible.
The honest answer is that it doesn't exist across ecosystems. McMaster car is the best for trades, focused stuff, but they don't carry Molly. TuffBuild's catalog is the best for ClipTech, but it's one brand. Granger's filter is the best cross-ecosystem tool, but their selection is limited. You have to piece it together.
Which is frustrating, but also kind of the state of the industry. Nobody has stepped up to be the universal catalog for body carry accessories.
Because the incentives aren't there. McMaster Car makes money by selling to industrial buyers who need specific tools for specific jobs. They don't care about being the one-stop shop for modular pouch enthusiasts. TuffBuild wants you in their ecosystem, not browsing across brands. And the Molly world is too fragmented. Dozens of small manufacturers, no central distributor with catalog ambitions.
Daniel's left with a choice. Commit to ClipTech and use TuffBuild's catalog, or commit to Molly and become fluent in tactical retail. There's no third path yet.
Not yet. But I think the pressure for cross-compatibility will grow as more people discover these systems for non-tactical, non-trades uses. Parenting, hiking, travel, everyday carry. The market is bigger than construction and military combined. Someone's going to notice.
All right, Hilbert.
You've been quiet.
Klein, 5,127.
All right. All right.
Leather tool belt. Fixed knife pouch on the right. Tape holder on the left. I photographed it for the Brower & Sons catalog in the summer of 1994. Brower & Sons was an industrial supply catalog company in Toledo, Ohio, gone now, bought out in 2002. My job was to set up the belts on a white seamless backdrop and shoot them with a 4x5 view camera. The Klein 5127 was the one everyone ordered. Good belt, still is, but you bought it with the pouches sewn on, and if you wanted a different setup, you bought a whole new belt.
That's exactly the fixed pouch model I was describing.
I've been listening to this whole thing, and I keep thinking about that belt. It was a good belt. The leather was thick. You could smell it through the packaging. But the idea that you could swap pouches like Lego bricks would have blown my mind in 1994. And now you're telling me there are three different Lego systems that don't fit together. That's not progress. That's just more ways to be wrong.
More ways to be wrong is a good way to put it.
Brower and Sons used to get calls from farmers who wanted to adapt tool pouches for carrying veterinary supplies. Syringes, bandages, hoof trimers. They didn't care about Moli or Kliptech. They just wanted a pouch that fit on a tractor seat belt. And nobody made that. We'd tell them to try the Klein Canvas pouch and zip tie it to the seatbelt. It wasn't a good answer, but it was the only answer we had.
That's the adapter problem in a different context. The farmers weren't asking for a new ecosystem. They just wanted a bridge between two things that already existed.
I still have the Klein catalog from that summer. 1994 edition. 64 pages. Every tool belt was a fixed system. You picked your configuration and you were done. The idea that you'd reconfigure your belt throughout the day, that wasn't even a concept. You were a carpenter, you bought a carpenter's belt. You were an electrician, you bought an electrician's belt. The modular thing is better. Obviously it's better. But it created a new problem that didn't exist before.
Which is that you now have to think about compatibility. Before, you just bought the thing for your trade. Now you have to research attachment standards.
If you pick wrong, you've got $100 in pouches that don't fit your belt. That's not a problem the Klein 5127 ever had.
The lock-in is the cost of the modularity. You get flexibility within the ecosystem, but you're locked into the ecosystem itself.
I'm not saying the old way was better. I'm saying the new way has its own kind of trap. At least with the fixed belt, you knew what you were getting. Now you have to be an expert just to buy a pouch.
The farmers with the tractor seatbelt. Did anyone ever solve that for them?
Not that I know of. Probably some of them just kept using zip ties. Zip ties and duct tape solve most of the world's adapter problems if you're not picky about how it looks.
There's a whole episode in the adapter question. If someone built a universal clip that bridged Moli and Kliptech, something that clipped onto a tough-built rail on one side and presented a Paul's panel on the other, they'd sell a lot of them.
They'd sell exactly enough to go out of business. The people who want that thing are the people who already bought into one ecosystem and regret it. That's a small market, and they're annoyed.
That's a grim read on it.
I photograph tool belts for $3 an hour. I'm allowed to be grim.
The adapter question is exactly where I want to leave things. Is there a market for a universal bridge between Moli and Kliptech, or does the industry benefit from keeping them separate, each ecosystem protecting its accessory sales? As more people discover these systems for non-tactical, non-trades uses, the pressure for cross-compatibility will grow. Someone might build the USB-C of Body Carry, a standard that isn't owned by any one manufacturer. If they do, email us. We'll do a follow-up.
If you want to browse the full Tough Built catalog, we'll link it in the show notes. If you want to go down the Moli rabbit hole, we'll link Tactical Tailor. Fair warning, the Moli rabbit hole is deep and it's mostly Coyote Brown.
Thanks to Hilbert Flumingtop for producing. This has been My Weird Prompts. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review wherever you listen. It helps more than you'd think. Email the show at show@myweirdprompts.com. We'll be back soon.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro, with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep, the stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too, from half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close, from sloth, from man, from law. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.